And more than 20 new district court judges have been appointed today in a bid to speed up trial times and improve people's access to justice. 11 new judges have been promoted to replace retiring judges, alongside 10 new positions. The Attorney General, David Parker, explained to political reporter Jo Moyer why the numbers needed to increase.
We need the new positions partly because the workload of the court has increased, it's partly because of population increase, partly because some of the trials are more complex than they used to be, and partly because we're trying to take an approach to therapeutic courts where we're trying to deal with the underlying drug and addiction issues of some of the offenders so that they don't reoffend. So there is 10 new positions, so access to justice will improve.
What does that mean, I guess, in real time for people who are using the court system? Is that how much is that going to speed up the process?
Well, it should mean that there's less time waiting for trial. Some of the trial delays have been increasing of late because we haven't had enough judges. So the last budget funded these additional judges and we're now putting them in place. It's really pleasing to see that of the new judges, they're a lot more diverse in their background. 10 of the new judges are Maori, 8 Pākehā, 1's Maori Chinese, 2 Samoan, 12 of the new judges are women. So I have a view that the judiciary should reflect the makeup of the community it serves, and it's great to see such high quality appointees coming forward from these diverse backgrounds.
Now, the cap has been increased as well, but you haven't hit that cap yet. What's the reason for that?
Well, we were about to hit the cap of 160. In fact, we were at it. We've increased the legislated cap, which is the maximum number of judges that the government's allowed to appoint, from 160 to 182. We don't need to appoint all of them straight away. There's a bit of room for growth in the future, if you like, as the population increases. But we've increased the number of judges immediately from 155 to 172.
Is it fair to say that it's likely that the cap will be reached after more funding's allocated, perhaps through the budget process this year?
No, I don't expect that. No, this new cap won't be reached for some years.
And in terms of that diversity, there's obviously a lot of work being done in the judicial system at the moment about making it more accessible for people and people feeling safer and as if they're being heard. So has there been a specific move around that in terms of who has been appointed in this latest round?
Well, I think from the Chief Justice down, Chief Justice Helen Wynne-Kelman, myself, the new Chief District Court Judge, we all believe that the bench of judges should reflect the diversity of our country. Obviously, you never want to sacrifice quality for those ambitions, but you don't have to. It's really pleasing to see this diversity come through.
David Parker speaking to reporter Jo Moyer.